I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Friends and family, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm your favorite host, Dr. Mike Todorovich, joined by your least favorite human being on the planet, Dr. Matthew Barton. A round of applause for this loser.
Double applause.
That's right. They thought, you know what? Not only is he a loser, he's the biggest loser I've ever met. Matthew.
G'day.
How are you? Who cares?
Today's episode is a short film. Did you say A to Z?
Short film. Really? That's what they'd call me if I was a lawyer and I started a practice. It'd be called the short form. Now I can't even say it. Short film. All right. Yes, short form, A to Z. We're on the letter A and we are up to a term which is anal canal. So I don't know why you're laughing. It's just a part of the body that poop comes from, which is fine. It's well, fine.
It doesn't really come from here. It just passes through it.
Sure, sure. But you poop doesn't exit your body unless it goes through the anal canal.
But you made it sound like this is where it
is produced.
Yeah.
No. Well, look, you can tell me whether it is or isn't. Matt, anal canal is your topic today. Tell us, what do we need to know about?
So canal, the term canal, you're okay with? I don't need to explain that.
I just have images of Venice.
So the guys on the gondola with their long sticks.
That's right. The gondola's the poo. The guys.
No, that's a boat. The boat.
All right. Sorry, gondola isn't poo. Gondola's a boat. Yes, my bad. Okay. So a canal is a...
Have you been to Venice?
I've never been to Italy.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, okay. With that said, how do you, in Italian, how do you say ring? Like, on your finger.
Anello.
Anello.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty close.
Okay.
So canal we're fine with, right? It's just a passageway, I guess you'd say, right?
Easy. I think everyone would know that.
Like the Panama Canal. I've been to Panama Canal. Enjoyable.
Cool. You've been to Venice?
I have.
Oh, okay. I've been to every canal on the planet, including the anal canal today. God. I didn't realize. Is that what it was? Was it a canal tour?
Yeah, it was a world tour of canals.
And as you got to the end, you're like, oh, excuse me, we've been to every canal but one. And they're like, which one's that? And then welcome to today.
Today's episode, yes.
Yep. All right, so
the term anal.
Yeah.
Look.
Absence of... Al.
Of now.
Now. Yeah. Absence of now.
Well, it comes from, I guess, the derivative of ring.
Circular. Oh, anello.
Yeah. But then I thought it really comes from annulus, as in
Right.
You know, once every year, annual.
Yeah.
Which is the...
What's that got to do with...
Well, the Earth goes around the sun once, like in a ring.
Right, so...
I'm not sure which one comes from which, but ring, I guess ring, right?
It would be anello ring. Makes sense, yeah. I would say the... What's... Do we know what the Latin derivative of anello is?
It's all ring-based. Is that what you meant?
No, I mean like the word.
Is anello, anno, A-N-O is ring.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. So that
Greek,
makes sense.
So it's Latin. Greek, yeah. No real close comparison, but as in the sound of the term. Anyway. So
it's not Greek, it's Latin.
Latin,
because right. Anello and anellus is ring or circle.
Yeah.
And that's what your anus is, I suppose.
But this is not anus, this is anal canal. So it's the little part beforehand. So it's the passageway before it gets to the anus, which is the final.
How long is it?
It's about 4 centimetres.
All right.
It's coming. It's the last bit of your digestive tract or the alimentary canal.
Yeah.
It's just, if you're talking about the gondola or the poo, it's just passed through the rectum, which is, I think, rectum is long and straight or something, isn't it, as a term?
Oh, as a term? Don't know.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's a rectus femoris.
Oh, yeah, rectus being straight. Yeah, that's straight. Of course. Yeah.
So it's the... past the rectum and then it moves into the anal canal, 4 centimetres, and then it would pass the anus into the toilet. The poo, that is.
Yep.
The gondola.
Yep. Okay. I shouldn't have said it.
Okay.
Sorry for our Italian listeners.
What should you need to know?
Yes.
All right. So this is...
What's it made from?
It's an important location because it kind of stores. It's a reservoir of poo.
Right.
It holds it there for a period of time.
I don't like the term reservoir of poo. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, what term are you going to hold in? Holding pond? So it's just a
fecal depot.
Okay. There we go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's a depot for poo. Yeah. Now, once it's stretched to a certain point, it will then notify you, look, it's time to go to the bathroom.
Right.
To evacuate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume so.
So, but it has quite a lot of important parts to it,
right,
which plays a role in its function.
Okay.
So if we look at the anal canal, mm-hmm, you kind of look towards the bottom part of it, and it's broken into thirds, all right? And that is kind of demarcated by a line called the pectinate line.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes.
I think it's also the dentate line.
Yep.
Now, that's an important point because different things happen there.
Mm.
So you could go from lymphatics, you could go arterial, you could go venous, you could go neural innervation.
So it's a demarcation point for heaps of things.
Heaps of things. And that came about from where it originated embryologically. I'm not going to get into that.
Why not? You do every other way.
Oh, I didn't prepare for it. Okay, so the top two-thirds, which is closer to the rectum, that came from the hindgut, which is the gut tube. And the rest of it, the bottom one third, came from the skin, the proctodeum. Oh, it kind of folded inwards.
And so that the line separates, identifies that demarcation point.
So the bottom one third, let's say the neural innervation, has the same kind of innervation as your skin.
Yep.
So it has a much richer experience of what's coming down, right? Whereas the top two thirds.
At least the conscious experience.
Well, you're going to be conscious of it, but you're not going to be able to know exactly
the feel. Is
the
different.
Feel. That's right.
Yeah.
So the top.
It's like feeling like your skin, the bottom third.
Yeah.
But the top two thirds.
Is like the gut. Yeah. Which is just going to stretch.
Yeah.
You just know something's coming.
Yes. Okay.
But if you didn't have the bottom one, and this is an important clinical point, and I've spoke to it before, in surgery, where they may be doing resection, tumor resections, so
the anus,
like maybe a lower, they call it a lower general surgeon, where they're doing surgeries on the last part of the digestive tract. Mm-hmm. If they're resecting it due to a tumor, they really want to retain that bottom third of innervation, because if you remove that, you lose that sensory that ability
of saying there's a poop just about to fall and it can hold on.
You control. You don't know what it is. You don't know.
Oh, I don't know if it's a poo or a fart.
Yeah.
Or in between.
And you don't know if it's potentially liquid, more liquid or solid.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
So that's serious, because if you had no ability to know that this is a fart or a poo,
it would be,
you'd have to go to the toilet for every single one of them.
Yeah, it would be horribly life
debilitating.
It would be debilitating. Absolutely.
And you would probably have experienced that before when you've had diarrhea.
Speak for yourself. Never had diarrhea before in my life.
Okay. Well, I have many times, travel particularly, and it's terrible when you don't know what it is.
Yes.
And, you know, particularly if you get the runs, you can't fart.
That's for sure.
Well, at least in your pants, maybe in the toilet bowl.
Yeah, maybe the toilet bowl.
Anyway, so that's one importance of it. So it's the neural innervation for that reason. There's also the venous supply. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that, below the dentate, is it bypasses portal system.
Do we have an Australian comedian called Andrew Dentate?
Denton.
No, that's Andrew Denton, sorry.
So below,
no offense, Andrew.
Below the dentate bypasses the portal system.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go to the liver.
Ah, right.
So you can actually give drugs and it goes straight systemically.
Right. So and what would you call that mode of taking drugs?
Rectally.
Okay.
Okay.
I should call it anally, because it doesn't actually
go
in the anacanali.
Yeah.
That sounds like a famous actress.
Okay. Anything. So above that, then it goes into the portal system.
All right.
So that's the two interesting relevance.
There you go.
The other thing, just to put as a side point.
But is this where hemorrhoids are?
Hemorrhoids, yes.
You were going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hemorrhoids are vasculature.
Yeah.
That's usually held in by a fibromuscular stocking, not really stocking, but tissue that kind of holds it to the wall.
Yeah.
But when there's weakening, they pop inwards. So
I could say I've got a weakening in my fibromuscular stocking.
Exactly right. And that's usually brought on by
Straining,
like constipation. But I think also
there's a pelvic floor thing happening at the moment where they said that it can be due to an overactive pelvic floor.
I don't know.
This is something that I heard recently.
Because the top end of it is draining into the portal system, if you would have portal hypertension, so anything that could cause the backup of fluid or blood, venous blood, into the liver, that could in theory back it all the way down to the hemorrhoids.
Right, yeah.
Or those blood vessels, which I guess could cause them to, what's the term when they pop out?
Inflamed. They're inflamed.
There's a term.
Swollen.
Get the term. What's the term when you get like varicoses?
I thought they were already varicoses. I thought the hemorrhoids are varicoses.
Oh, yes, that's right. They are. But what I mean is they become more pronounced.
Yeah, you can have external and internal hemorrhoids. You can still have pronounced internal hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
It seems like there might be a link there between hemorrhoids and even overactive bladder due to an issue with pelvic floor muscles. So that's interesting.
So that's really the canal.
Yeah.
Obviously in the canal or just to the side of the canal, it's supported by the sphincters, and the internal sphincter is one that you don't have any control over.
Yep.
The external sphincter is where you do have, because it's a skeletal muscle,
right?
So you do have that control where you can decide when you can evacuate the fecal reservoir, as you said.
Right.
So is that what you called it?
No, I think I called it the fecal depot. Yes. But again, let's not dwell.
Oh, I missed one or two. So towards the dentate line, there's a couple of other terms which you could have included in the title of this.
Right.
We could have all – so it could have been anal canal, anal column.
Right.
Also anal valve.
Valve.
Anal sinus.
Valve.
Now, so all these terms are within the anal canal.
Right.
The columns at the inferior portion of the column, or the distal portion, is the dentate line.
Yeah.
So these are just like Roman columns. Right. Columns.
Columns.
So one I was going to say is the sinuses. The sinuses produce mucus, right, which then lubricates it.
Oh, the fecal material to be expelled.
Well, it does that, but also keeps the mucous membrane lubricated. So if that becomes irritated, dries out and becomes itchy.
Yeah.
And when you have you ever seen a dog like scrape its bum along the ground?
Yes, I have.
That's where it gets a blocked sinus.
Ah.
And it's trying to unblock it.
And that's when you need, so that's when people say, oh, I've got to get my dog's anal glands expressed.
Correct.
Why does it get blocked in dogs?
Don't know.
Well, it's so pronounced in dogs. Do humans get their anal glands, well, their anal
in theory, sinuses but blocked? I've never seen them do that in a park, like a human do it.
No.
But
I've seen kids do the bum crawl, but I don't think it's because they've got any.
But I think you do get itchy canal when you, particularly if you have diarrhea, it becomes kind of irritated and so forth. But I'm not sure to the same degree as dogs.
Interesting.
Anyway, we'll leave it there.
Yes, look, that was very good. That was anal canal.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.